Good afternoon. Good to be back from the bye. We had a padded practice today, about an hour and 30 minutes. The focus was on fundamentals in the San Diego Chargers. Medically, I'll get into those questions Wednesday, but it was just good to get back out there today. So with that, I'll take your questions. This will be our week where we work pads twice in 1 week. Players will be off tomorrow, and then we'll be on a normal in-season schedule that we've operated in here the last 6 or 7 weeks.
Kind of nice. This is the one time you can go in pads more than.
It's a good week.
Mike, can you kind of give us a glimpse into your philosophy and why you chose this week to do it coming off the bye?
Well, the health of the football team is always part of the focus when you're building schedules. An opportunity to have an extra practice. You're always looking for opportunities throughout the season to emphasize fundamentals more than you do in a normal week. So this is a practice that was targeted at the beginning of the season as being the extensive use of fundamental drills and so forth. So, but I think it lays up well for us. We do have a little bit of a different schedule here the next 4 weeks with extra practice getting ready for the Chargers, and then going from a Sunday game to a Monday night game, and then Monday to Sunday and Sunday to Thursday. So we obviously plan for things in terms of quarters. So the number of the padded practices during this stretch is something that we've targeted at the beginning of the year because it's. It always gets more difficult at the end of the season, especially with the limitations with the padded practices that will be imposed in the last 5 weeks.
Players refreshed, Mike? In your sense?
Fresh, live, a lot of chatter. I think they missed each other, so there's a lot of excitement on the practice field today. It was a perfect Green Bay day to practice outside, and so it was good to be back out there. It was a lot of energy.
Good. Mike, what's your message to the guys as you come back from the bye? I mean, you look ahead to your – I know you break it up into quarters and take it game by game. But you look – there's some challenging games in the second half. I mean, what's kind of your message to the guys as you get back here?
Well, really, today's message to the football team was about improvement. I went through the self-scout studies that were done over the bye week. I just highlighted the strengths, areas of improvement that we'll focus on that really will go in as we install a normal game plan. So there's nothing actually new there as far as how the information is presented to the players. But we will talk specifically about the third quarter of the season because of the scheduling. So they are aware of that. But at the end of the day, we spend all of our team periods on the San Diego Chargers. They're an uncommon opponent. We haven't traveled out to the West Coast this year, so it's going to be a little bit of a different trip. So we're really taking the extra time to get ready for this game.
Can you start with the decision to promote Brandon Sane, what he showed you?
Yeah, Brandon's earned this opportunity. Brandon Sane, excited for him. He'll have an opportunity to compete for a spot on the 46th this weekend against San Diego. So he's done a very good job. Throughout his time here, training camp, he was obviously impressive. He was a very nice surprise for me personally, but he's someone that we felt was a no-brainer, just to based on the way he's worked on the opponent squad. The assistant coaches have done a very good job with our younger players. They spend extra time with our younger players on Thursdays and Fridays. So I think this is definitely a reflection of that. So Brandon's ready for this opportunity. He's earned this opportunity, and we need to get him ready to play.
Mike, any decisions made on either Clifton or Neal?
I'll get into that Wednesday. They're getting better. So should we hopefully give you some type of timeline, hopefully Wednesday.
What are your thoughts on the Chargers? You said it's an uncommon opponent.
Good football team. I think they're very systematic in the way they run their schemes. I think North Turner has always done an excellent job offensively. The way he challenges your scheme, so that'll be a challenge for us. Just visiting with Dom this morning on some of the things they're doing. Greg Minuski, I have a lot of respect for. He does an excellent job. They're very well coordinated. So always a talented football team that for quite some time, and that's no different this year. So this will be a big challenge for us. We're looking forward to the opportunity to watch them play at Kansas City tonight, just to further our evaluation and get ready for those guys.
Mike, how do you do that? I mean, you've obviously got all kinds of film to watch mm-hmm. for your preparation, but do you have the TV on in the background while you're working, or how does that?
Definitely, no. I'll watch the game tonight. There's things that you can see on TV, but it's you still go off of the gate. The actual coach's tape, but it's good to watch the Monday night or Sunday night game if you're playing that opponent that week or maybe even a week or two out. So I think it's beneficial. I think you get find out a little bit about the pulse of how they're playing and. The challenges that, especially since they're playing Kansas City the first, second time, have an opportunity to evaluate their first game against Kansas City, and you get a lot of information out of division opponents that when they play each other, particularly a second time. So it'll be beneficial to watch that game.
Mike, you hear it a lot around the league, but there's one great or elite team this year, and that's the Packers, and the rest of the teams are kind of a notch below. When you hear that, do you hear that? And if you do, what's your reaction?
The only time I hear it is when I have to answer the question, so I really don't have a reaction. I'm trying to give you one right now. I'm trying to make one up in my head. But really, Mike, it's nice when people say nice things about your football team, and it definitely beats the alternative. But as we talked about it, it's a team today. We're getting ready to hit the halfway point of our season. We like where we are, but we're really focused on getting better. We have more to offer as a football team, and we feel strongly, with a lot of confidence, if we go out week in and week out and play our best football, that things will take care of itself. So we're just really focused on making sure that when Sunday rolls around that we go out and we give our best performance to get the 8-0.
Did anything uniquely come up in yourself, Scott, about something that surprised you about how well you're doing some facet or where you need improvement?
Uniquely? Nothing. It really usually comes down to fundamentals. I mean, there's things we have to do better, and there's nothing that we haven't talked about in here already and nothing we haven't really talked about as a team already. So we just got to make sure that we're applying the time commitment to the things the players need to improve on. So it's one thing to talk about it, but to go out and have 20, 25 minutes of individual drills today just based on fundamentals, that's what I'm talking about. So you have to apply your time, your commitment to things that you need to improve on. I mean, you can't just sit there and coach everything off the film and talk about things all the time. So if you have an area that you have a common mistake happening over and over again, you got to make sure you rep it and give the players an opportunity to improve in that area.